Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of April 15th, 2024. Our ninth annual Proud to Be HSD Festival takes place on Saturday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in conjunction with the Hillsborough Farmers Market. This unique and special collaboration highlights the talents and achievements of HSD students and is always filled with energy and inspiration. Here are some of the main activities. Performance stage on the Washington County Courthouse lawn. See performances from our middle and high school bands and choirs. STEAM Pavilion on the Civic Center Plaza. Student groups from several schools will demonstrate their innovative science, technology, engineering, art, and math projects, many of which have interactive elements. Career and College Pathways area on the Civic Center Plaza. High school students in various career pathways will share what they are learning in the hands-on classes that prepare them for life after graduation. School mascots. Watch for your favorite school mascot walking through the festival. Give them a wave, take a picture, and maybe even start a little dance-off. 5K run. For the third year, we are including a free 5K fun run to kick off the day. Anyone who is interested in participating should meet in the Lincoln Street Elementary School parking lot by 8:15 a.m. to sign in and get ready for the run or walk to begin at 8:30 a.m. New Battle of the Bands. Student garage bands are invited to sign up for our inaugural Battle of the Bands. Less of a battle and more of a fun showcase, this is an opportunity for student bands to have a concert-like experience, playing a couple of songs in front of a cheering crowd from their own stage, and much more. Please mark your calendars, come celebrate with us, and see why we're proud to be HSD. Our featured staff member is Century High School biology and AVID teacher, Jason Baca. He was recently featured in a special Pamplin Media publication recognizing amazing educators. Jason has worked at Century for the past 24 years teaching biology, physics, chemistry, and AVID. He enjoys connecting with students both inside and outside of the classroom, making sure they have the curriculum they need to be engaged and successful, and supporting their interests as individuals. Read the full article from the link on our website. Congratulations, Jason. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the superintendent and school board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, April 15th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. We are hiring licensed special educators. Register for an initial interview by Wednesday, April 17th. One-way interviews take place April 18th through 22nd, and selected individuals will be called back for an in-person interview on Saturday, April 27th. The first of two spring superintendent coffee chats takes place on Thursday, April 18th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Starbucks on Embry Drive. These casual, no-host drop-in events complement other meetings he has with specific constituent groups over the course of the school year to both share information and gather feedback. Students in grades K through 8 who have been identified as talented and gifted are invited to attend the upcoming Tag You're It event at Evergreen Middle School on Saturday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to noon. Register by April 18th. Our substitute services provider, ESS, is once again offering their aspiring educator scholarships to graduating HSD seniors who plan to major in elementary or secondary education at a college or university. This year, there are seven $1,000 scholarships available. Applications are due by Friday, June 7th. U.S. Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici is calling all creative students in grades 9 through 12 residing in the 1st Congressional District to submit their best works of art for a chance at having their piece displayed in the U.S. Capitol for a year. Submissions are due to her local office in Beaverton by Monday, April 29th. The Black Advisory Business Council invites middle and high school students to create a piece of visual art that celebrates Juneteenth and what it means to them for a chance to have their artwork displayed at the Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 8th, and an opportunity to win one of several prizes from local businesses. Submissions are due by Monday, May 20th. Join us for the Washington County Chamber of Commerce's 19th annual Crystal Apple Awards ceremony on Thursday, April 25th at the Venetian in downtown Hillsborough to celebrate this year's 29 amazing nominees and see who takes home the coveted award. Learn more and purchase tickets at washingtoncountychamberor.com/crystalapple. PlanetCon is a free community reuse, recycling, and sustainability fair taking place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 20th at PCC Rock Creek. Activities include recycling of various materials, a really, really free swap area, a repair fair, bike donations to Washco Bikes, plus the collection of eyeglasses, hearing aids, gently used adult clothing, donations to the program, and more. For complete details, check the website at planetcon.org. The final HSD Early College Information Session for students interested in joining Cohort 5 takes place on Tuesday, April 16th at PCC Willow Creek. This is a required part of the application, which is due by Wednesday, May 1st. That's all for the week of April 15th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly Hot News publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.